Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. My travel nightmare: navigating visa issues alone in Africa. Rising from the ashes, 10 weeks of visa limbo. Traveling can easily become a nightmare, especially when visa issues arise and you are all alone in a new country. When I reached my 6th month of traveling, I was ready to throw in the towel and go back home. Every kind of disaster imaginable had happened during these first months. Not counting how it all started, I had become so ill and physically weakened. I'd lost my passport and visa in a country where I was completely unknown, spent 10 weeks at a hostel not being able to do anything but worry and question all of my life decisions that led me here, and furthermore, I'd lost a ton of money and all of my confidence. What a freaking mess. My 10 weeks without a passport pretty much meant isolation and passiveness, being stuck inside a hostel. While I was there, somebody spiritual reminded me that I chose to be here, in this situation. The instant I heard it, I wanted to tell the person to take their philosophy and shove it up somewhere. I had not left my whole life behind only to lie down and do nothing. Or had I? I could feel my two sides struggling within, the one who told me to rest and trust the process versus the one who got anxiety from the non-existent plan and all of the very much existing problems. Those 10 weeks were the hardest. Sitting in the unknown, not knowing when or if it would be resolved, not being able to judge the severity of the situation I was in. No joke, that period almost crushed me. Any and every bad habit or toxic coping mechanism that I have ever embodied at some point in my life resurfaced all at once. I will spare you the desperation expressed on my diary pages. Let's just say that if I ever wanted to try some shadow work, the timing was God-given. When something finally did happen to resolve my situation, it was me. I was the thing that happened. I woke up one day powered by a holy wrath that I'd never felt before and told everyone that we are fixing this today. Within 12 hours, I had my passport back in my hands, and after 24 hours, I was back in Mozambique waiting for the bus to take me to Tofu. I cried with relief. It was empowering to know I was the one who saved me, but I also felt silly for letting it take so long. Maybe that was the lesson of my 10-week isolation, that I am the power, the enabler, the destroyer, the creator of everything that exists in my reality, the good just as the bad. Now, in the publishing moment that I've passed my 1-year mark traveling, I can see how important those 10 weeks of being in the unknown were. But I did beg the gods to be done with the hard lessons for a while. Existential crisis in paradise. Alas, the gods did not listen. The hard lessons continued. I had been invited to Tofu, a seaside village in the middle of the Mozambican coast, to cover a retreat. A sponsor of the retreat had heard of my blog, seen my work, and wanted me to do, quote-unquote, something there. Very diffuse, but I was eager and willing. Payment, who needs that when there's an opportunity at hand? That should have been my warning signal to myself. When I got to the retreat, it turns out that the organizers have not been informed and does not want me there. Oh my goodness. To say that I died a little bit on the inside is an understatement. The humiliation of it all. To have sat 12 hours in a sweaty minibus in order to go to work for free in a context where I'm not even wanted. Yo. I felt like the biggest failure on the planet. I was proper pissed at the sponsor who had invited me, but mostly I was angry with myself. Dreams are such a vulnerable space to be in, and I had not done my due diligence to ensure the soft reception of mine once I put them into the world. It was a horrible lesson to learn, but I decided to see it as such, otherwise the missed opportunity would have crushed me. always get the approval of the main organizer, always get everything on paper, don't work for free. Soulful lessons from learning to live through my heart. As awful as the experience was, it triggered a lot of things that I'm now grateful for. It made me realize that I had something I wanted to offer to the world. From having no clue of what I wanted to do in life, to feeling a genuine joy and curiosity to try my own ideas out, to take up space for real, to be seen and heard. It also made me remember that I love a good day party. And that shame dies when you dare to speak and address whatever it is to an empathetic listener. I decided then and there to give myself grace. What I mean by that is that I started to accept that I have no control over the lessons life has in store for me or how messy it's going to be. But I can make every effort to give myself grace, choose what brings me joy, and bring out the beauty in the small everyday steps. It can sound silly and fluffy, but I am telling you, it has made all of the difference. I started taking soft walks in the morning, thinking that moving in the physical might eventually catalyze the energetic movement in my life that I was envisioning. After my third week in TOEFL, my body started running. I don't know who was more surprised, me or the beach dogs that had kept me company every morning on my walks. They are called the ambassadors of TOEFL and are huge dogs that run around freely. Not all of them are kind, so I would recommend you to be intuitive and attentive when you interact with them. Alright guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, A Few Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.